I was in my house when everything first started.
Well, yeah, everybody tried to get it.
I was in my house. Yes, I lived in the Bywater area at the high floor in New Orleans. When the hurricane came, it blew all of the left side of my house, the north side of our house, our neighbor, an elderly man who's my neighbor, and myself in the house, and with our dogs and cats, and we were trying to stay out of the water, but the water was coming in too fast. So we ended up having to leave the house. We left the house and we went up on the roof of a school. I took a crowbar and I burst the door open on the roof of the school to help people, to get them up onto the roof of the school. Later on, we found a flatboat and we went around in the neighborhood in a flatboat, getting people out of their houses and bringing them to the school. We found all the food that we could and we cooked and we fed people. But then things started getting really bad. By the second day, the people that were there, that we were feeding and everything, we had no more food, no water. We had nothing. And other people were coming into our neighborhood. We were watching the helicopters go across the bridge and airlift other people out, but they would hover over us and tell us hi, and that would be all. They wouldn't drop us any food, any water, nothing. Alligators were eating people. They had all kinds of stuff in the water. They had babies floating in the water. We had to walk over hundreds of bodies of dead people. People that we tried to save from the hospices, from the hospitals, and from the old folks' homes. I tried to get the police to help us, but I realized we rescued a lot of police officers in the flatboat from the 5th District Police Station. The guy who was driving the boat, he rescued a lot of them and brought them to different places where they could be saved. We understood that the police couldn't help us, but we couldn't understand why the National Guard and them couldn't help us, because we kept seeing them, but they never would stop and help us. Finally, it got to be too much. I just took all of the people that I could. I had two old women in wheelchairs with no legs, that I rode them from down there in that night ward to the French quarters, and I went back and I got more people. There were groups of us, you know, there was about 24 of us, and we kept going back and forth and rescuing whoever we could get and bringing them to the French quarters, because we heard that there was phones in the French quarters and that there wasn't any water. And they were right, there was phones, but we couldn't get through. I found some police officers. I told them that a lot of us women had been raped down there by guys who had come from the neighborhood where we were, that were helping us to save people, but other men. And they came and they started raping women, and they started killing. And I don't know who these people were. I'm not going to tell you I know who they were, because I don't. But what I want people to understand is that if we had not been left down there like the animals in Mexico, because we wanted to be rioting and we wanted to do this, and we didn't have resources to get out. We had no way to leave. When they gave the evacuation order, if we could have left, we would have left. There are still thousands and thousands of people trapped in the homes down in the downtown area. When we finally did get
in the ninth ward,
and not just in my neighborhood, but in other neighborhoods in the ninth ward, there are a lot of people who are still trapped down there. Old people, young people to realize that we did not stay in that city so that we could steal and loot and commit crimes. A lot of those young men lost their minds because the helicopters would fly over us and they wouldn't stop. We'd do SOS on the flashlights, we'd do everything. And it came to a point, it really did come to a point, where these young men were so frustrated that they did start shooting. They weren't trying to hit the helicopters. They figured maybe they weren't seeing. Maybe if they hear this gunfire, they will stop then. But that didn't help us. Nothing like that helped us. Finally, I got to Canal Street with all of my people that I had saved from back then. It was a whole group of us. I don't want them arresting nobody else. I broke the window in an RTA bus. I never learned how to drive a bus in my life. I got in that bus. I loaded all of those people in wheelchairs and in everything else into that bus. And we drove. And millions of people was trying to get me to help them to get on the bus with me. No, we are ready. it was really getting rid of half the willpower to do. Just try.
Okay.